Hello, back again. Monica had to step out, but we have the lovely
Tequila.
Tequila. It's me. I know we talked about her earlier in the podcast, and she's here. So,
hey.
We've already kind of talked about our questions, but we want your answers. We want to know how you feel, girl.
You're going to have to find the questions by me.
What is your favorite Halloween festivity? Carving pumpkins or costumes or what? What, trick or treat?
Buying a whole bunch of candy, turning lights off so the kids don't know I'm home, and eating the candy all in one go.
The kids don't know.
Yeah, so the kids don't know I'm there. Yeah, all in one go. Just nothing but just chocolate.
Just don't stop
eating. Chocolate, Jolly Ranchers, just all in my mouth.
Okay, but do you watch scary stuff while you're doing that?
Hocus Pocus, if that's scary enough.
Hocus Pocus. On repeat?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just 10 hours of Hocus Pocus, that's all.
Just Hocus Pocus all the time.
She gets on YouTube and looks up a 10-hour Hocus Pocus replay.
Yeah. The theme song.
Yeah, but you know, that will be copyrighted if it's on YouTube. Just 10 hours of Hocus Pocus, it's just going to be DMCA'd automatically.
Yeah, true. All right, so what's your favorite scary movie? Is it Hocus Pocus?
No, actually. It's actually The Conjuring.
See, that's what I said to you.
See, y'all talked about it.
The Conjuring.
Is that your favorite scary movie character, though?
No. Who is my favorite scary movie character? I'd probably say, not Dracula, because Dracula's pretty cool, actually.
Suck your blood.
How about The Mummy with, played by, what's that dude's name?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
I haven't seen that. I'm terrified of
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Oh, is it the new one?
Yeah, the new one. That's scary.
The old one has, Brandon Fraser? I don't know. Brandon Fraser. Don't watch.
I haven't seen either of them.
I am terrified of mummies. Fun fact to know and tell. I am terrified.
I'm terrified of dolls.
I will cry.
I haven't seen the Annabelle movie, you know, with the doll and stuff. But
the original
doll was a Raggedy Ann doll, and I remember my mom surprised me.
You know, there's actually a story about a doll that's actually on it. It's like based on, that movie's based off of a true story.
Wasn't Annabelle part of the... Was it an Insidious movie or something?
No, it was part of Conjuring.
Oh, The Conjuring.
Yeah, because it's the same people.
Yeah, because Annabelle was a doll that just kept... They kept throwing her away and she kept coming back. So.
Yeah, and that's why I'm afraid of Raggedy Ann dolls to this day.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Yeah, the real story is actually a lot scarier than the movie, so...
Apparently the doll was possessed by demons or something like that.
Go read it. I think they actually did an exorcism on the doll. So.
Spooky.
But either way.
Scary skeletons.
And so what's your costume so they can watch it on UNA School of the Arts YouTube channel?
I'm just a cat.
Always plugged.
I'm just a cat and I got like a choker bell on here if you can hear it. So you can hear me when I'm coming.
I need that on my dog.
Yeah.
Because
My cat, took his ride off and I was like, great. We don't know where you are.
Thanks for that.
So we had a pretty big conversation about candy earlier. What's your favorite candy to get, say, if you're a trick-or-treating?
Your dark chocolate. But you know people don't have dark chocolate. They have that milk chocolate and then Mr. Good bars. That ain't me. I like dark chocolate.
You know what I've totally forgot about earlier? I absolutely love, like, Mounds and Almond Joys.
Ew. I'm not a fan. I don't really like coconut like that.
Oh, no.
I love coconut.
No, I don't mess with coconut like that.
I got a coconut piece of candy and I was like... I'll take it because I'm
See,
nice.
But like Mounds, have you ever had a Mound bar?
A what?
A Mound bar?
No.
Because it's like literally dark chocolate and coconut.
But see, that's the thing. There's coconut in there.
Yeah, coconut.
There's coconut. That
no,
ruins
but it's,
it.
It's just like dark chocolate though.
Yeah, but then you said there's coconut in it. I'm not going to eat it if there's coconut in it.
Coconut's just
I'm picky when it comes to candy.
So what's your favorite costume you ever worn? Because you're doing a cat. What's your favorite costume? It could be when you were little.
Actually, we had a pep rally at high school, and I remember I bought a Captain America shield, I had a jacket, I had the hood, and I had, like, sunglasses. That was dope. That was awesome. Like, that was probably the most fun I've ever had, actually, pertaining to Halloween, being Captain America.
Wow.
Do you remember? No. Why did I say, do you remember, like, you knew me back then? You didn't.
I do. I have always known you.
I've been in your mind the whole time.
Living
rent-free. Okay, that was weird. All right. You were... Okay, never mind. So when I was really young, my mom wanted me to be Minnie Mouse for Halloween, and it was the first costume I've ever had that I've had a meltdown in. because I didn't want the whiskers, and I literally looked at myself in the mirror, and I had a whole emotional breakdown. I cried. I did. Oh, I was like,
and your mom was just like, oh gosh.
My mom was like, just deal with it, and I was like,
yeah, I remember one time
she had to take that whole thing off. I still got to be Minnie, but I couldn't do the whiskers. I could, for some reason.
What's with you and whiskers?
I didn't like cats, I guess.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of cats. Although, I do have a few cats that I can be like, I'm okay with you.
I feel discriminated against, but that is okay. I'm a cat, and you're just like, I don't like it, so.
You're an okay cat.
Thank you.
You're one of the cats I'm okay with.
Thank you. What were you gonna say, Mark?
Well, there was this one time when I was in elementary school. We had this like Halloween thing at school, so we all were allowed to like dress up. It wasn't actually during school. It was like 6 o'clock, but we came dressed up and went to the classrooms and did some stuff. And I remember my mom is really into crafts, so we made like a homemade little like night system out of cardboard and stuff.
Nice.
And I remember just like complaining the entire time about how hot it was.
Well, grateful.
Because like, I don't know, I agreed to do it and I was like, I liked it, but then I just started complaining 24/7, so she got kind of upset with me. She's like, deal with it.
I mean, that's what kids do.
You agree to this.
That's what kids do. We complain.
I also was Gabriella one time from High School Musical. Yes. I was the second movie. The everyday dress, I had it. And I had the wig, the little, like, darker curly hair, because I didn't have, I had blonde curly hair. So I had the darker one. And I had the Troy necklace. Like, I had, like, all of it.
Honestly,
she was decked out.
High School Musical, the trilogy, that's a good trilogy.
It bops,
yeah.
Mars.
like no other trilogy can top High School Musical.
High School Musical, or Cheetah Girls. Cheetah Girls.
I'm basically a lover.
I love that we just went straight on top. But I remember really young costumes, but lately I'm like, I don't know, I think it was a fairy or something.
Like, I might have been a cat.
I was Snow White when I was young.
I definitely didn't have that range of costumes. I was probably a cat for the majority of my elementary school days because I just was obsessed with cats. And
now
I'm just like,
now you're a cat.
There you go.
And like in college, it's so hard because you're broke most of the time, so it's like, oh, you're getting these elaborate costumes, I can't relate.
I saw a fox ears and tail when I was at Walmart yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally want that. But then I looked in my wallet and I saw that there was nothing in it, and also like a little moth floated out, and I was like, oh, I guess I can't get it. I might still go get it, dip it to my savings.
Some moth.
Yeah, dip it to my savings.
It's one of the moths with the lamps.
yeah they went straight
that's
to the lamps. It was weird.
It's like out meme.
Like that butterfly episode from SpongeBob when it's just like the whole town goes crazy.
Yeah, they're like, oh god. I'm like, sorry, I don't speak Italian. Whatever they said.
So we've kind of discussed all the questions, but do you have any short ghost or scary stories?
The only one that I can think of, it was when I was really little, and I have a acute fear of dolls, and I will admit this all the way, like, until this day. That's why I never watched the Annabelle movies, because I was so freaked out. But I remember my mom told me to go upstairs to get something, and my mom just, for some reason, she just loves dolls. She had them on every, like, on every surface that you could imagine. She had them on, like, on a nightstand and on end tables and stuff like that. Hated going into her room, but she told me to go into her room when it was dark, and it was dark out and everything. So I went in the room, I looked over at the dolls just to make sure, you know, they didn't sneak up on me, and I swear one of them winked at me. And to this day,
no dolls for
tequila. No,
sometimes
dolls.
Like, hate I feel them. Like they're like I'll look at them, and I feel like they just tilt their head.
Yeah, and they blink.
Blink. And I'm like, I don't mess with that. Like, I don't like that.
No, I don't mess with that either. That's why I got out of Dodge. I got out of my mom's room so fast. I swear it was like twin trails of, like, fire behind me as how fast I was leaving out that door, out of the house.
No, we were talking about Chucky earlier when I was... like, not too long ago, I guess in high school, my mom has, her closet is in her bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so when I would take a, like, shower in her bathroom, I would be terrified that Chucky was in her closet for some reason, and he was going to come get me.
I mean, that's a real fear, though.
Yeah.
To have. That's not, like, a silly fear. That's a real fear.
Oh, yeah. No, and I remember when I was younger and I was talking about this doll scary story that I'd had. I don't remember it all the way, but I remember that it was this antique, like, doll from China that basically came to life and killed this girl's family.
I see that.
Like, literally killed. And then she had to, like, kill the doll, but the doll didn't die. It was just really creepy. And I remember I could not look at dolls the same way. It was really sad.
What about you? That. You love, I thought you liked dolls, Mark. Or do you hate them?
No, I'm not a big fan.
We're all not fans of dolls. Just, you know what? All of us just... cancel the dolls.
So, I mean, I can...
cancel the dolls. Cancel the dolls. Dolls canceled.
I can live with as long as they're not in my house. But, like, if they're around me, then that's not good. And then, you know, they have those... They have those dolls that are, like, also, like, clowns with the weird faces.
Oh, I don't like clowns either.
And, you know, it seems like every scary movie, people just have, like, antique dolls. I'm like, you can't play with them, so what's the point of having them in your child's room? Nonetheless, your child's like a baby. Right. You're gonna put an antique doll in there? That doesn't...
You're just gonna have a doll staring at
you. Yeah, that spells disaster every time.
It's crazy.
Not to mention the fact... Okay. So, I'm not a fan of clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Not. And they're... I think what it really, like, when it started, because I didn't mind clowns when I was younger, but then there was this teacher that I knew, mm-hmm. or, like, a Sunday school teacher. I think it was a Sunday school teacher. And she was in clown makeup and, like, full clown stuff for, like, something that we had to do. And I didn't recognize her, but she came up to me and was like, "Hi, lady," and, like, knew my name. And I was like, "How do you know my name?" And then she was acting all weird. And then... like, literally that same day, I saw her taking off the makeup, and I freaked. I literally lost it. And, like, she's... And the same Sunday school teacher has come to... like, had went to our Sunday school in the clown makeup. Now I don't mess with that. Especially now that...
I wouldn't either.
The 2016, the clowns that happened, and...
Oh, yeah. You know, I think they're coming back, too. I think they're coming back.
That was earlier, the clowns.
I think I saw a thing that they're
coming
back.
Are they coming back? Well... See, fight me.
I mean, I was scared of them when I was little, and then you grow up, and you're like, it's just
But the killer clowns was a whole different thing. I'm not afraid of clowns, but that scared the crap out of me.
2016, when they were coming in, there was somebody
was
on campus, y'all, on campus. It was just crazy. That got in trouble. I was a freshman. I was in Olive. We were on the third floor, and this was amidst the whole killer clowns, crazy crap, and this person dressed up in full clown costume, and there were, like, a bunch of people in the lobby or whatever, and this person came out with, I guess, like, a fake weapon, I don't know, but chased these people around the halls.
I mean, it's just not funny.
And honestly, I know that because I was in my friend's room, and it was, like, I heard screaming, and I was like, what's going on? And I look outside, and the clown, like, I'm not joking. Like, this is creepy. So the clown stops right in front of the door that I'm in and turns and just looks and then keeps running. And this person got so, like, they told him, "You need to change out of that or you're kicked out." And I was like, okay.
That's also the student code of conduct. I don't know if you guys have actually read that all the way through, but it says, right in fine print, don't dress up as a clown.
Don't dress up like a clown or you'll be kicked out.
Yeah, that's why you have to do that.
Like, there weren't... I was still in high school, so there weren't any sightings around where I lived. But, you know, it was kind of... it was kind of scary to go outside at night. Because they didn't know if they
would be scared to go outside at night.
Have you seen the ones where they, like, almost run them over, though?
Yeah. I'm here driving.
That would be me.
I mean, it's like, just not funny. I had to stay out.
You know, I was involved, so I had to stay out at night a lot, and then I'd be driving back, and I wouldn't be able to get into my car without thinking there was one, you know, in my back seat.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I locked my doors, but I...
2016, you know, though. 2016 was 2016. Was a year.
Definitely a year.
Harambe.
My friend still thinks that's funny. I'm like, stop posting that in chat. It's not funny anymore. I mean, pour one out for Harambe, but I mean, it's over, guys. Just
2016 was a year. That was, okay, so there's clowns, and then there was something else that happened. Or something.
What happened?
I don't remember, but I just remember there was some other thing.
Describe it.
You know, in the presidential election, people actually voted for Harambe.
Yeah, there was one of my
a former friend from high school. She was not happy about that. She went on and on. She's like, I cannot believe people would vote for Harambe. I'm like, well, he's an important dude, you know.
Imagine if he's gone. Everybody voted for Harambe. How do you think that would go?
It wouldn't go because, like, Harambe's gone.
A gorilla.
And gone.
But if everybody...
gone. Well, okay, Harambe does not live.
Wait, is Coco the gorilla still alive? You just put...
Are you talking about the sign language one?
Yeah.
I think that one died.
If everybody voted for Harambe...
I think Coco might have died.
I just think
Do you think the Electoral College would vote for Harambe? Because that's how they base their votes, off of the population.
Yeah. Harambe.
They would have to.
For president. Like, 2020.
Or do you think they would just... They were just
called. I love that we started talking about Harambe and just went.
I think they were
killer clowns.
Oh, yeah,
they were crazy.
Yeah.
I remember there was something that was talking about here. I don't think it was true, but there was something that was like this kid was like, they thought he was taken and he wasn't taken, and they thought the clowns did it, but he wasn't. And I remember that was happening, and everybody was like, freaked out.
Because
everybody thought the clowns had taken this kid, but it wasn't. It was, like, his family, or his, like, parents.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So his parents were actually the kidnappers the whole time.
His parents were kidnapping him.
Okay, so let's
just... Is that even the thing?
Let's not let that stuff happen again.
Yeah,
that was a crazy year. It's over.
That was, like, the purge, almost, but with clowns. Don't do that.
I don't think they really did anything.
Okay.
We were standing around scaring people.
What?
What if we actually had a purge?
Man.
That'd
purge,
be a Halloween.
Purge real life. Man. They would literally...
That was a good
if they
movie.
Did make the purge on... Actually, no. That is a really good movie.
Wait. We gotta make sure we're talking about the same one.
Purge. The
first one? Which one?
My favorite Purge movie.
I've only seen the original.
I haven't seen the most recent two. My favorite Purge movie was the... The Anarchy.
Anarchy, that's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they all
the I've same? Only seen the no. first one.
You'd be surprised.
Okay. I've only seen the first one, the original.
See, I didn't really like the first one, which is sad, because normally the originals are the best.
Well, I only watched the first one, and I liked the first one, because I had only seen the first one. I've heard The Election Year is pretty good.
I haven't seen that one. And I haven't seen the first Purge, either.
The first... You haven't seen... Oh, the newest one.
Yeah, the one that's
I've
called
I've heard
the first
some Purge. Bad things about the newest one. But the Purge, it's always, like, freaky, because you start... Like, the... Oh, Final Destinations. Those are the kind of same thing. Where you think about, like, what if that happened?
Final Destinations... Final Destination 5.
I haven't seen the fifth one. I've only seen the first, second, and third.
I have never seen any of those. I've seen the Saw movies.
I haven't seen Saw. But the first Final Destination
movies.
Is on there.
They're not horror movies, but they're creepy movies.
Oh, man.
Which one are we talking about? What movie?
Final Destination.
Final Destination. You mean where everything's just a bloodbath all the time?
It's literally like escape death. Death finds you.
Yeah, everybody dies, and that's not a spoiler because everybody knows that. But
like,
yeah. Darn it, now I can't
actually,
watch the movie, Mark.
Actually, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do.
And then death.
I haven't seen all of them, but I do know that in the second one, not everyone dies.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of them in a while, so I'm
the
not
the first
sure.
one.
But
well, I mean, now the movie is spoiled for me because now I know people die in it. So
well, you should know
that
someone dies. It's Final Destination.
Why should
like,
I even watch
look,
it now?
You don't know who dies.
But it's
hilarious.
Okay.
Characters.
For those that don't like horror movies and don't really like that, Final Destination is an actual good movie. Like, the series is an actual good
it's
movie
not scary.
Series. to do it because it will freak you out, and it is a little scary depending on what you consider scary.
It's like an action type movie. It's not like scary like horror movie. Like it's,
it'll have you on the edge of your seat. You'll be
like, it's filled with jump scares. But that's their entire way of scaring you, jump scares.
But it'll make you change sometimes your opinions on people. Like, I know people that don't want to ride roller coasters anymore. Mm-hmm. I will not go in a tanning bed because of that movie.
It'll definitely make you question. A couple of friends have
been like that, too. I was like,
and, like, the plane, because that's the...
See, like, you haven't seen Final Destination 5.
I know that it ends.
A lot of their
Just spoilers.
So, anyway.
Spoilers. Yeah. spoilers all the time.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of, like, car deaths in Final Destination 5. So,
even in the second one, there's stuff like that. But, if you have it, if you want to see, like, scary movies that aren't really scary, Final Destinations are always good because sometimes, like, the deaths are, like, actually funny. Like, it's really funny.
Yeah.
And you're just like, funny. How do they die like that? But it's good. It's a good series if you want to see it. But I haven't seen the Saw movies. I want to.
I think it's about the same. It's not really. It's not a scary movie. It's just kind of like a psychological thriller where this guy sets up like elaborate traps and stuff for people to get out of to survive because I guess they did something wrong. I don't know. I know one guy. Accidentally hit a kid. I don't know if he's maybe the reason why he ended up in the traps is because he didn't say anything, or he got the kid's father and him to like face off. I think that was like the second movie, but yeah, dude accidentally hit the kid and he gets into a trap. I'm like, you know, kids just run out in the middle of the road sometimes. I mean,
wasn't there a there's a movie, it was called something experiment, like it started with a B or whatever, and it was about, like, it was kind of like that, where they were all stuck in that building, that corporation, and they had to kill each other, and whoever won, like, whoever was the last one got to escape, and then there was something.
Battle Royale?
No, it was like the Belko, is it the Belko experiment? It was something that came out not too long ago, and it had, like, the guy that plays Dr. Cox and Scrubs, and the dude that plays a president in Scandal. Like, it had a whole bunch of people in there, and they were just murdering people.
I have not seen that.
Yeah.
It's a bloodbath.
But let's talk about The Walking Dead. It's still going on for some reason. Why is it still going on? I haven't seen it.
it's the newer seasons haven't, you know, lived up really to my expectations.
But we're giving reviews now.
This is actually a commentary channel, like, guys, now.
I'll tell you.
Because we were going for Ghost Stories, and then we were like, The Walking Dead.
I think they're going to... Honestly, I think they're winding up to their end.
I mean, they have a spinoff, and apparently it's not the best.
Well, they have two spinoffs.
Oh, they do?
After the Governor? Is it one of them after the Governor?
They have Fear of the Walking Dead...
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also it's not really a spinoff, but there's another one where they just talk about it. That might be Fear of the Walking Dead, or I know they have another show that has none of the original characters in it.
I know that was like everyone was obsessed with zombies, which ties in back to Halloween because people love zombies. Yeah, and Mark, you're like half zombie right now, so.
Well, technically,
but
I'm
you'll
skeleton.
See that.
Like you're
at
like
the YouTube check channel.
University of North Alabama School of the Arts YouTube channel.
Yeah,
YouTube
definitely
channel.
Do that.
But, I mean, I know everyone was obsessed with zombies back then. Me too, but then you know you grow out of that.
A good show to watch, though, if you want to, like, experience, like, Halloween spooky, is Supernatural. Watch it. Okay, if you haven't seen it and you think, Supernatural, watch it.
I got tired
you have to
after
binge
the fifth
watch
season.
Okay.
All of the seasons.
It's so
but,
good.
But no, it really is good. But
it's
so
still
good.
Going. It's still going.
I know. That's the crazy part. I'm like,
but it hasn't ended. And it's because it's such a classic, you know?
It is. But then there comes a point where, you know, kind of like The Simpsons, it's just dead walking on its feet.
Well, see,
yeah, but
for,
they don't.
Like,
you
gotta Supernatural for me.
The thing with Supernatural is it hasn't, like, you know, The Walking Dead is kind of, they have the same thing that happens. The Supernatural is not really like that.
No, Supernatural, there can always be something different.
Right.
That's a good thing about it is, with The Walking Dead, you know, at a certain point, there's like, it's apocalypse. At some point, there's going to be something that ends it. With Supernatural, there's always something different. There's always something new that you can explore. There's always other ghosts you can explore and stuff like that. And that's why I love it. There's always something different.
Because I really did like the arc where, what was it? Lucifer was in... Was it Sam's body? The younger brother's body?
Yeah.
Sam. The rest of us, well, yeah.
Y'all need to see it if you don't know what we're talking about.
That's,
go watch it.
Go watch
that's
it. Just about
Netflix. And that's not the only person Lucifer possesses. So definitely go see
go watch it.
It.
It's on Netflix. Go
it's
watch
on
it.
Netflix. Shout out to...
Supernatural.
To Jared Padalecki.
Yeah.
And Jensen Ackles.
Padalecki.
And Misha Collins. Because if I know the... If you do, check us out.
Jensen Ackles, yeah. Hello.
Hello. Sorry to your wife, right. Who played Rachel in Winter Hill. Hello.
Single and ready to mingle over here.
I think we're out of time for this episode. So thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, Tequila,
yeah,
for joining us.
Thanks.
Hey, y'all have fun.
And
let's
thanks
talk
thanks to Dr.
Later.
Brown and
yeah.
Monica as well.
Yeah, thanks to Monica and Dr. Terrence Brown and Tequila.
Thanks.
For all being with us in this episode.
Yeah, and once again, have a happy Halloween, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
And have spooky trails and spooky seasons.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green, hosted by Dr. Terrence Brown. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.